Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The two chambers of Congress do not see eye to eye on keeping the government funded. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opposes a bipartisan Senate plan providing stopgap spending, and without funding, the federal government would shut down Sunday. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh joins us. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey, Scott.
So the Senate is working through a plan to keep the government open temporarily through mid-November. It includes $6 billion in aid for Ukraine. Is there any chance that gets a sniff in the House?
For now, no. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made it clear that he opposes adding any kind of aid to Ukraine in any kind of stopgap bill. He told reporters last night his plan is to put his own stopgap bill that funds the government for 1 month on the floor, likely this Friday. That bill would also attach a Republican-passed border security bill that they passed without any Democratic support earlier this year. They want to sort of shift the fight over funding, over a messaging fight, essentially, over, you know, assisting the situation at the southwest border.
And tell us more about what's happening within the Republican Party in the House. Speaker McCarthy, he doesn't have all the Republican votes. As far as the holdouts, where are they standing firm?
It's kind of a mess. I mean, he at this point, it's unclear whether the speaker can pass his own stopgap bill. As you say, there is this group of conservative holdouts. Depending on who you talk to, they want different things. Some of them point back to the deal that McCarthy made back in January when he was elected speaker, pledging that he would pass all 12 appropriations bills. The House hasn't been able to do that, mostly because the Republicans are fighting amongst themselves. So they're trying to pass more of those through the House floor this week. But even if they can do that, a lot of these members just on principle say they won't vote for any continuing resolution or stopgap bill to keep the government open.
So we're just days from a potential shutdown here. Let's talk real world impact. Now, one immediate thing that would happen is millions of federal workers would be furloughed, not paid. What else would happen immediately?
Well, since, as you noted, the shutdown would start on Sunday, I think we wouldn't start seeing the full impact until later in the week if the shutdown continued through the week. Right away, things like national parks would be closed. Smithsonian museums here in Washington would be closed. Millions of federal workers would be furloughed and not be getting paid. There are some things that could start as the week continues to show effect. The White House is warning, based on the last shutdown, that there could be delays at airports because, you know, TSA workers are essential workers. Mm-hmm. They will continue to report to work. But if they start calling in sick like they did last time, they don't have enough staff. Mm-hmm. That could cause delays. Other agencies, federal agencies that deal with inspections at workplaces for food safety are also considered essential, but there could be delays there as well.
How about federal safety net programs for, say, childcare for indigent families or nutrition programs?
I mean, there's some real impacts there. The Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, was on Morning Edition earlier this week and warned there are roughly 7 million families that get benefits through the Women, Infants, and Children's program food assistance that would be cut off. And that they're trying to warn local communities about trying to get backup plans and warn families that that disruption could happen. So these are real families that would not be able to buy groceries.
And the last time we had a shutdown, the border, you mentioned it's an issue now. It was also central to the politics back in 2018. During that shutdown, it lasted a record 34 days during, of course, the Trump administration. And now the ex-president is vocal, urging Republicans to, quote, shut it down if they don't get what they want. Does he still have a lot of influence over these key votes, these key Republicans in the House?
He does. And I think that that's part of the reason why you see the speaker shifting the message to trying to have a big debate over border security. But last time, then President Trump didn't get anything for having that fight over a border wall. And it's unlikely that House Republicans would get anything in this kind of shutdown because we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate. Mm. So any bipartisan deal to reopen the government if shut down is going to take both parties.
NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh. Deirdre, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.